I'm Dr. Elliot Hirsch, board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon in Sherman Oaks, California. In my practice, I've done extensive plastic and reconstructive surgery, and I've seen it all, the good, the botched, and everything in between. On Skin Deep, we're going to discuss the latest and greatest in plastic and reconstructive surgery, all about injectables and health overall. I'll also have some exciting guests joining me to discuss various aspects of health and beauty. So tune in every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on Go Country 105. Welcome back to Skin Deep. I'm Dr. Elliot Hirsch, and I'm so excited for the show I have in store for you all today. Today's show is all about your skin and how to take care of it so that it not only looks good, but stays healthy for the long term. Our skin is actually the largest organ in our body, and it's probably one of the most overlooked areas when we think about our health. Let's jump right in. Our skin is composed of two layers: the epidermis, which is the outer layer that everybody can see, and the dermis, which is the inner layer. The epidermis is the outer layer, and its main job is to form a waterproof barrier between the skin and the outside world. After all, it wouldn't be a good thing if everything inside is leaked out all the time. The dermis is the deeper layer and has more of the functional parts of the skin, like the hair follicles, connective tissue, and sweat glands. Now, when I ask patients how do they take care of the skin, a lot of patients look at me with kind of a blank stare and say, "What do you mean take care of my skin?" Well, the analogy I like to use is your car. You would never take your car into the dealer or to the mechanic once every 10 years and expect it to function the way you wanted it to. You have to take your car in every year, every couple months. You check the oil, you check the brakes, you rotate your tires, you do basic maintenance on the car, and your skin is the same way. For your skin, if you want it to look good and avoid sun damage and cosmetic damage and long-term problems, it's important to see your dermatologist every 6 months, especially for those of you who live in California, or at least every year, to make sure that you don't have any types of skin cancer or other types of unhealthy changes to your skin. Now, we're going to have a whole episode talking specifically about skin cancer, but today I want to focus more on the cosmetic aspects of skincare. So oftentimes, when we talk about a basic skin regimen, what we're talking about is your standard skincare routine that you do every day. In my office, we have a whole line of skincare called the Aura RX skincare line. This line is dedicated to not just taking care of our post-surgery patients and soothing their post-surgery skin, but also has a whole line of products specifically focused on your everyday regimen. For example, the gentle cleanser we recommend using twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. We also recommend using a derma polish once every few days to help give your skin the healthy, bright glow. And then if you're out in the sun too much and your skin gets a little bit burned or irritated, we always recommend our calming balm and calming serum. For those of you who are listening today, we're going to be giving away some of these skincare products. So be sure to follow us on Instagram at Hirsch Plastic Surgery so that you know when we're going to have these exciting product giveaways. So moving beyond the standard everyday skincare routine that we all should be doing, there are many med spa treatments that are available for your tune-ups. These can be done every few weeks, every few months, or as needed when you're out in the sun and you have sun damage. In general, we break down the treatments that we offer as chemical peels, microneedling treatments, laser treatments, and then combination treatments. Now, chemical peels essentially involve treating your skin with a light chemical that will cause the skin to peel and shed the outer layer. They vary in intensity from a simple lunchtime peel, which just gives your skin a healthy glow, to more intense peels that are intended to smooth the appearance of your fine lines and wrinkles on your face. The more intense and aggressive the peel is, the more redness and peeling you'll have. Sometimes, when you've had a lot of sun exposure, perhaps at the end of the summer, you may want to do a more aggressive peel to undo the damage that all that fun in the sun caused. We offer multiple different types of peels in our office, and in general, they work best in a series of treatments. Usually 3 to 5 treatments separated by 2 to 3 weeks are necessary to achieve the results you want to achieve. If you're interested in learning more about our skincare treatments, such as chemical peels, you can check out our website at www.hirschplasticsurgery.com, or you can give us a call, 818-825-8131. Moving on beyond chemical peels, and probably one of my all-time favorite treatments, is something called microneedling. Microneedling, which is also known as collagen induction therapy, is probably one of our most sought-after skincare treatments. It has a wide range of uses. It helps with acne scarring, it helps get rid of sunspots, it can help smooth out stretch marks, and also fill in fine lines and wrinkles in the face. What happens during a microneedling procedure is that our nurse uses a microneedling pen, which is similar to a tattoo pen but has really tiny holes that it punches in the skin. This causes the skin to produce more collagen in response to the injury. As the collagen fills in, this stimulates a healing response by the body, and then the cells move into the damaged areas, and more collagen, more elastin, and more hyaluronic acid is produced. This gives the skin a more youthful and refreshed appearance and overall makes the skin smoother and firmer. The microneedling procedure begins by applying a small amount of topical numbing cream so that you're comfortable throughout the procedure. Once the numbing cream has time to work, it's removed, the skin is cleaned, and then the topical hyaluronic acid ointment is applied to the skin. This aids in the gliding of the needling device, but also helps inject hyaluronic acid into the skin, which helps plump and refill the skin. Everybody has a little bit different experience with this, and some patients will need a more aggressive treatment, and some patients will need a more mild treatment. For patients who have acne scars and fine lines and wrinkles in their face, it may take multiple procedures to have the desired effect. In general, we recommend 3 to 5 treatments, scheduled usually 4 to 6 weeks apart, as well as a post-procedure protocol that involves using our calming balm, the Aura RX calming balm, or some other type of hyaluronic acid serum to rehydrate the skin and soothe the skin. Usually, patients will have redness for 3 to 5 days after microneedling, and it's important to avoid the sun during this time as well. There are a lot of skincare products on the market right now. I know it can be difficult to find which products really deliver results. I'm Dr. Elliot Hirsch, board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon in Los Angeles, and I recommend Aura RX Skin products. Aura RX Skin combines medical-grade ingredients and the power of botanicals to get you results you can see. Visit orarxskin.com to see the full line. That's orarxskin.com, and breathe new life into your skin. One thing that's great to do with microneedling is a PRP, or platelet-rich plasma, infusion. This is one of the newest treatments available for skincare patients who are looking to rejuvenate their skin. This treatment, as I said, is combined with a microneedling procedure, so not only does it stimulate new collagen formation, but it also adds growth factors to the skin. These growth factors come from your own body, so they're fully natural, and this helps improve the overall skin quality and texture even more than microneedling by itself does. The first step in this treatment is to draw blood. Then our nurses will take the blood, spin it in the centrifuge in order to remove the platelet-rich plasma from the rest of the cells. Then the PRP is applied topically, and a microneedling treatment is performed to help inject it into the top layers of the skin. I like to think of this procedure as microneedling on steroids. It has all of the positive benefits of microneedling, but also adds the growth factors and other natural hormones to help improve the quality of your skin way more than microneedling does by itself. It doesn't add any significant downtime. Most patients will experience 1 to 3 days of redness after a PRP facial procedure. We always recommend a post-procedure skincare protocol to help maximize the effects of the treatment and to speed recovery. As the skin heals, sometimes the skin will peel a bit, and PRP patients will quickly notice the rejuvenating effects of this treatment. The skin will become softer, and the combined treatments of sun and aging fade. As with other facial treatments, a series of treatments is usually recommended to get the best results from this procedure. Sometimes we'll even perform a microdermabrasion procedure to help remove the outer layer of the skin so that we have more benefit from the topical PRP to prepare the skin for the best possible results. Let's take a quick break right now and check our email. We have an email from our listener, Amy, and she wants to know about Botox and Restylane. So I'm going to get right into this email. Dear Dr. Hirsch, I am scheduled to come in for Botox and Restylane in 10 days. What supplements or medication should I avoid before my appointment, and how long before? Thanks. That's a great question, Amy. In general, you want to avoid any supplements or medications that can cause bleeding. If the supplements or medication cause bleeding, this can cause you to have more bruising and a longer recovery time. Common medications that cause bleeding and bruising are aspirin, ibuprofen or Advil, and Plavix or other medications that you might take for your heart. These can affect your body's ability to clot and should be stopped 10 to 14 days before the procedure in case of aspirin and Plavix, and 48 hours in the case of ibuprofen. There are other types of supplements as well that can cause bleeding, such as garlic, ginkgo, or ginseng, and these should also be stopped at least a week or so before the procedure. You can usually safely restart all of these medications 48 to 72 hours after the procedure. I often get asked along the same line of thought, is it safe to do Botox? Is it safe to do filler at the same time? The answer is yes. Botox is a treatment designed to help smooth the skin, and it works by relaxing the muscles in the skin. A filler such as Restylane or Juvederm or Voluma, these are typically hyaluronic acid-based fillers, and they work by actually filling in the skin and adding volume to the areas of deficiency. They work great together, and you can actually do a microneedling PRP-type procedure along with Botox and Restylane at the same time so that you're not only treating the quality of your skin, but you're treating the texture and also filling in some of the contour areas as well. This is a great combination treatment, and we often recommend for our patients to do it all at the same time so that they minimize recovery and they only have one set of downtime. We have a full-service med spa in my office here in Sherman Oaks, California. If anybody's interested in seeing what procedures we offer or if you have questions about our treatments, you can feel free to check out the website at www.hirschplasticsurgery.com. That's H-I-R-S-C-H plasticsurgery.com. Or feel free to give us a call, 818-825-8131. Do you want plastic surgery? I'm Dr. Elliot Hirsch, board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon here in Los Angeles. I specialize in breast surgery, liposuction, and non-surgical skincare treatments. Using the latest procedures and meticulous safety protocols, your health and well-being are my top priority. So visit my website at hirschplasticsurgery.com. That's H-I-R-S-C-H plasticsurgery.com. Or call me at 818-825-8131 for a consultation. That's 818-825-8131. Let's get right back into the other skincare treatment options, and let's move on and talk about our laser treatments. In our office, we have a laser called the Alma Harmony Pro Laser, and this is really a fantastic device. It offers multiple different types of laser treatments, from skin ablative procedures to help smooth and resurface the skin, to tattoo removal, and even hair removal. There are so many different functions of this laser, so let's break it down and talk about each one and how they work with each other and in conjunction with the other skincare treatments that we offer. For a light laser treatment, the Q-Switch Clearlift, often known as the lunchtime facelift, it's really a great start. This is a non-ablative resurfacing technique that's designed to help treat and resurface the deeper layers of the skin. Because it doesn't cause peeling or redness, there's virtually no downtime and no pain. This laser uses acoustic energy to help reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, scars, photo-damaged skin, pigmentation, dark eye circles, pore size, and overall helps improve skin tone and texture. It's indicated for a number of clinical conditions, and it can be used on all skin types. This is very popular for us and is fast becoming one of our favorites due to its capability to provide the fantastic results of an aggressive laser treatment with the benefit of almost no downtime and no discomfort. For patients who want to do more skin correction or have brown spots or sometimes blood vessel red spots, we offer a AFT, also known as advanced fluorescent therapy. Most people have heard about IPL or intense pulse light treatment, and AFT is the next generation, newest version of an IPL laser. This treatment corrects the effects of sun damage, diminishes age spots, and corrects overall skin tone and discolorations. It's especially effective in treating superficial, close to the surface spider veins, and other visible blood vessels. This treatment can be performed on any part of the body. AFT uses low energy light pulses that target pigment just below the skin. Because the wavelength of the laser is targeted to the specific wavelength of the color of the pigment, it can be used on blood vessels, dark spots, and the energy helps break up the pigment so that it can be absorbed by the body. This is a great spot treatment. And if you have a red spot or a brown spot, the AFT or intense pulse light laser is usually the way to go. Now, for our patients who are looking to improve more of the quality of your skin and treat fine lines and wrinkles, especially around the mouth, around the face, the iPixel laser is a more intense treatment. This treatment improves the quality and appearance of the skin by inducing collagen synthesis and more collagen formation by slightly damaging the skin with the laser. The way this works is that the laser beam penetrates the upper layers of the skin and creates tiny perforations, which we call pixels. This is a fractional laser, which means that only a fraction of the skin is injured by the laser beam, so that the skin is able to recover more quickly than with other types of lasers, such as a carbon dioxide laser, which is a non-fractional ablative laser and causes much more damage to the skin and a longer downtime. The end result of the iPixel laser is that new collagen is produced and the outer layer of the skin is shed, which improves the texture and quality of the skin. It's important with this type of ablative treatment that patients prepare for their treatments by avoiding any sun exposure or artificial tanning for at least 3 to 4 weeks. All Retin-A products should be discontinued for 2 weeks as well. When patients arrive, for any type of laser treatment or really any type of skincare treatment in general, they should not be wearing any makeup or skincare products. During the treatments, patients may experience minimal discomfort and mild warmth, which they usually describe as a sunburn-type feeling. For the iPixel laser, recovery time may vary depending on the depth and the strength of the treatment, so that can be anywhere from a few hours up to a few days. There may be a light white or brown grid pattern on the skin that will usually resolve in a few weeks as the skin starts to peel and the outer layer of skin is shed. There are a lot of skincare products on the market right now. I know it can be difficult to find which products really deliver results. I'm Dr. Elliot Hirsch, board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon in Los Angeles, and I recommend Aura RX Skin products. Aura RX Skin combines medical-grade ingredients and the power of botanicals to get you results you can see. Visit orarxskin.com to see the full line. That's orarxskin.com, and breathe new life into your skin. So that covers a lot of the different types of non-surgical ways that we can improve the quality of our skin. That's a lot of information. We often get asked questions from our patients, so let's take a few minutes and go through some of the most frequently asked questions that we get about these procedures. Are they painful? Patients always want to know this, and to be honest with you, I do too. Nobody wants to do a procedure that's really uncomfortable. In general, these procedures aren't that bad. We apply a topical numbing medication so that the discomfort is actually minimized. You may feel a light warmth or heat, or even patients describe a snapping sensation as the laser is activated. The discomfort is temporary, and by the time you leave, there's no more pain. We often get asked by our patients, are the effects of these treatments permanent, or how often do I have to repeat them? That's a great question, and when we're thinking about this, you always want to think about this like the same way you think about maintenance on your car. You have to get your tires rotated, you have to change your oil, and like I said before, the skin is the same way. Your skin is consistently being shed along the outer layer, and that's an important function of your body because it improves the quality of your skin and allows the skin to perform its function as the outer layer of your immune system. Because the skin is constantly being shed, the effects of these treatments will last until the skin is shed, and so while we're building up collagen in the skin and we're improving fine lines and wrinkles, these procedures require upkeep. We often recommend that patients have a peel every 3 to 4 months and perform treatments like the microneedling, PRP facials, and the laser treatments at least once or twice a year to help keep the skin looking the best that it can. Patients will often ask, how long do I have to be out of the sun after one of these treatments? For a lot of our treatments, the answer to this depends on the depth of the treatment and how invasive the treatment is. A deeper treatment, like an iPixel laser or a more aggressive microneedling procedure, will require patients to be out of the sun for 3 to 5 days usually. Sometimes if the skin is peeling, it might be a bit longer, and it's important to wear a hat or use some type of sunscreen when you're out in the sun so that you don't have the hyperpigmentation effect that the sun can cause when your skin actually gets darker. This happens because the heat of the sun and the UV rays can actually cause new melanin formation in the skin by your melanocytes. This can be avoided by using a topical sunscreen or some type of physical blocker like a large hat. The best type of sunscreen to use is one that has zinc in it, as this is a physical blocker and does a much better job at protecting your skin from the penetrating rays of the sun. Who is a candidate for these procedures? Well, anybody who has fine lines and wrinkles in their face or wants to improve the quality of their skin is a candidate. That being said, certain types of skin types are more prone to hyperpigmentation, so patients who have darker skin or a history of hypertrophic scarring or keloid formation will want to do more of a lighter treatment and rather avoid the deeper, more aggressive treatments. Patients who have other skin conditions such as lupus or scleroderma or Sjogren's syndrome will also want to exercise caution when considering these types of procedures. Patients who are smokers will want to avoid smoking for at least 6 weeks before and after the procedure, as the effects of nicotine are significantly damaging to the skin. In terms of activity restrictions after the procedures, it's okay to go about your regular activities. You can work out, you can run, you can exercise. You don't really have to take any time off, but it's important to do these things inside. And like I said before, if you're going to be in the sun, you would want to absolutely wear a hat or sunscreen. Do you want plastic surgery? I'm Dr. Elliot Hirsch, board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon here in Los Angeles. I specialize in breast surgery, liposuction, and non-surgical skincare treatments. Using the latest procedures and meticulous safety protocols, your health and well-being are my top priority. So visit my website at hirschplasticsurgery.com, that's H-I-R-S-C-H plasticsurgery.com, or call me at 818-825-8131 for a consultation. That's 818-825-8131. Another question that we commonly get asked, especially from our younger patients, is when do I start performing these procedures? I love this question because it shows that patients are really thinking about their skin and they're thinking about ways to keep it looking youthful and refreshed. Now, if you have fine lines and wrinkles, it's usually a sign of sun damage and aging. And so you definitely want to do something in terms of maintenance and treatments to help keep the skin looking the best it can. If you're younger and you don't have any fine lines and wrinkles, you still want to think about starting your regimen. Now, we already talked about our Aura RX skincare line, which is designed to help keep the skin looking fresh and youthful, and also to help patients recover from procedures. But for younger patients, light chemical peels or light laser treatments are also very important because this will help shed the outer layer of the skin and help prevent the formation of these fine lines and wrinkles. Another question that we get asked all the time is, Dr. Hirsch, I wasn't really thinking about this, but I have a big event coming up next week. I don't have the time to have my skin peel, and I can't really have redness because I'm going to be in front of cameras or on the red carpet. What can you do to help my skin so that it looks the best before my big appearance? A great treatment that we do is called an oxygen facial treatment. An oxygen facial treatment has absolutely no downtime and is designed to soothe the skin and help plump the skin. This treatment will give your skin a healthy glow for 24 to 48 hours, and it's great for treatment right before a big event like a wedding or a bar mitzvah, or if you're going to be in front of the camera or on a red carpet. The skin has a healthy glow to it and has absolutely no downtime. We offer this treatment in our office, and so if you're interested in an oxygen facial, feel free to give us a call, 818-825-8131, or you can check this out on our website, www.hirschplasticsurgery.com, and there you can read more about other types of treatments that have minimal downtime as well. There are a lot of skincare products on the market right now. I know it can be difficult to find which products really deliver results. I'm Dr. Elliot Hirsch, board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon in Los Angeles, and I recommend Aura RX Skin products. Aura RX Skin combines medical-grade ingredients and the power of botanicals to get you results you can see. Visit orarxskin.com to see the full line. That's orarxskin.com, and breathe new life into your skin. That's a lot of information. I think to summarize, your takeaway point here should be that it's never too late, but it's also never too early to start taking care of your skin. You want to think, how can I keep my skin looking the best it can, not just for this picture or this event next week, but long term as well. Some other healthy guidelines for your skin: make sure you drink plenty of water, have a healthy diet, avoid greasy foods as much as possible, get proper sleep, and here in California, especially in Los Angeles, use sunscreen. I can't stress how important it is to use sunscreen or a hat when you're outside. If you're like me and you don't have a lot of hair on top of your head, you should always be wearing a hat when you go outside. Make sure you keep your skin clean, wash your face. There's a lot of soot and pollution in the air that you don't even know about, and so you gotta make sure you clean your face before you go to bed, and then again when you wake up in the morning. You definitely wanna have a good skincare routine, applying products in order so that we have the best chance of keeping your skin as fresh and healthy as possible. And last but not least, if you're considering starting a skincare regimen, give us a call, 818-825-8131, or you can visit our website at www.hirschplasticsurgery.com. It's always a pleasure talking about skin. This is one of my favorite topics, and especially because in California, it's such an important thing. Do you want plastic surgery? I'm Dr. Elliot Hirsch, board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon here in Los Angeles. I specialize in breast surgery, liposuction, and non-surgical skincare treatments. Using the latest procedures and meticulous safety protocols, your health and well-being are my top priority. So visit my website at HirschPlasticSurgery.com, that's H-I-R-S-C-H PlasticSurgery.com, or call me at 818-825-8131 for a consultation. That's 818-825-8131. Well, this episode went by so quickly. I want to again remind everybody, have a skincare routine, give us a call if you want to talk about this, and really make sure that you take care of your skin. If you have any questions about plastic surgery in general, or if you'd like to schedule a consultation, you can contact us through the website at hirschplasticsurgery.com. That's H-I-R-S-C-H plasticsurgery.com. You can follow us on social media on Instagram at hirschplasticsurgery, or you can give us a call, 818-825-8131. That's 818-825-8131. Thanks for tuning in, and I can't wait to be back next Saturday at 8 a.m. for another episode of Skin Deep right here on Go Country 105. So until next time, I'm Dr. Elliot Hirsch, and I always say that beauty is not just skin deep. It's not-